And he showed us a couple of photos at our most recent council meeting, and I was in awe. He stood on a stadium floor surrounded by thousands and thousands of people representing the Sikh tradition, but also representing us as an American. And so I think we can learn so much from him. He's given guidance to our Orange County Sheriff's Interfaith Advisory Council. Many of you know that so often Sikhs are victims of hate crimes, not even because of their own tradition, because they are mistaken for Muslims. They get a double whammy. And he is constantly providing guidance to our own sheriffs here in Orange County as to how to respond with kindness and patience and an interfaith perspective. So what a joy it is to have him with us today. I'm looking forward to our dialogue. I'm going to read a couple of things, but then I'm going to ask Avinder to come forward and explain to us more about the Sikh scripture. Now, I found this piece, just a phrase. If you can't see God in all, you can't see God at all. Avinder, you're going to have to tell me how to pronounce this. Harban Singh Yogi, as quoted in the Kundalini Yoga, the flow of eternal power. Is that one of the gurus, I believe, of the 11th gurus, and we're going to hear more about that shortly. And then I want to read to you from the Apostle Paul. There is one body and one spirit. Just as you are called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through, and in all. Of course, Paul didn't exactly have a pluralistic mindset, and yet he did, because he was trying to share his understanding of Jesus, his experience of the Christ, and the new budding Christian tradition with those who did not share his own Jewish ancestry. There is one body, one spirit, one God who is above all, through all, and in all. And these words from the Sikh tradition, if you can't see God in all, you can't see God at all. Another God is everywhere. God has created us all. He who realizes this is true Hindu or Muslim. Although there are two paths, the Hindu and the Muslim, there is only one God, referencing the ancestry of Sikhism from Guru Nanak. But Avinder's going, I had originally asked him to read scripture, and he explained to me that it cannot be read. It can be experienced in one spot. So I'd like to just invite you forward to explain that to us, and then as you do, we're going to move this away, and we're going to sit down. Is that okay? Come on up. I'll give it to you afterwards. I like the way you're thinking, though. You can take notes on the back of your bulletin, folks.
Good morning, everyone. It's really, really a beautiful Sunday morning, and it's a great honor to be here with all of you, with such a wonderful audience. And thank you, Sarah, for inviting. It has been a tough month for all of us. First in Pittsburgh, we had that shooting, then in Thousand Oaks, and then the fires. We all pray for all those families who have lost their loved ones and hope their soul is in peace. I remember this when our Wisconsin shooting we had 5 years ago in Wisconsin, Oak Creek Gurdwara, where the gunman walked in and shot like seven people, and it is so disheartening. And so we all pray for them in peace. So my name is Avinder Chawla. So you want to do it by questions, or I?
Yeah, why don't we sit down?
I can stand. It's okay.
Or you can sit down. We'll sit in a dialogue.
Okay.
But if you wanted to tell anything more about why we couldn't read the scripture,
oh, yeah.
Explain
okay.
that to us.
Okay. The reason that I couldn't bring the scripture in, because our scripture is in the form of a living guru that is called Guru Granth Sahib. It's a book that we pray in the Gurdwara and we bow when we go into the Gurdwara, we bow in front of that. So we cannot bring it anywhere and read it. It has to be only done in a place of worship. Like this is church, we call it a Gurdwara, temple.
Interesting. Okay, we'll sit down for the rest of it. As is our tradition at Fairview, during our interfaith dialogue days, we want to be in conversation. So we've invited our congregation to send in some questions, and many of them, as you've seen, are very basic questions in order to teach us more about the tradition. So we'll continue this conversation, and perhaps after the service, if you have other questions, you can ask him directly. But let's just begin with, what is Sikhism? Is it a religion or a philosophy? And how old is it? How did it come to be?
Sikhism is a religion, and it is 500 years old. It came in early 1500s.
And what does it mean to be Sikh?
Sikh means a learner. Sikh actually means a learner, like a Sikh is always a learner. Every day we learn new things. And a Sikh word means that you learn new things every day.
And this is one reason why so many Sikhs are so educated. Is that correct? We'll see Sikhs that are many doctors, or you're an engineer. Is that a piece of that drive within religion to also manifest in education?
That is
education?
One of their school, one of things too. But, you know, in India we are too much stressed on education, and like everybody, as a parent, you know, when you are, I remember when I was in second grade or third grade, my parents used to say, will you become engineer or a doctor? Like we had only a choice of two.
Must be why we know so many doctors so, that I see.
So, yeah.
So, as the Sikh tradition was being revealed, can you tell us about the gurus that began it and how its origins came to be? There's maybe a little history from Islam and Hinduism.
Sure. This Sikhism was started in, you know, India was ruled by many kings, and the kings, they had like more than 500 kings in India during the 14th to 16th century. And there were many atrocities going on that everybody wanted. They were converting the religion from Hinduism to Muslims. And so in short, that the Sikhism was formed that to our 10th guru Gobind Singh Ji, one day he got a congregation of like 200 people in one room, and he said that I need five people who are ready to give away their lives. And like slowly and slowly, out of the 200 people, the people start walking out because nobody wanted to give their own life, you know. And then one person got up and he came to him. And the, our 10th guru, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, took him to the other room, and he had a big sword, and he made a sound as he killed somebody, and came back and showed that sword with a blood. It was not a blood actually. Showed a blood that this guy has been killed. So when that first happened, so people started leaving out of the door, and there were like, and one by one, five people came. He took them to the room, came back with a sword showing the blood. And after that, after the five people, there were more than, I think less than 50 people were left in the room. And he brought those five people back in front of those 50 people. At that time he said that this is my people who were the bravest people out of all the people, and who were willing to give their lives. And then he gave them, that now from these onwards, these people will be will not cut their hair like I have kept a turban. I have a long hair up to here. I never cut in my life. And he said that we had five rituals that we will do. One is this bracelet we will wear. It is called kada. The third is a small we keep comb. I'm not that too spiritual, but I'm supposed to, but I don't keep it. And one is that comb, and one is the kirpan, small sword. And the fifth is that the type of underwear you wear, it's called panch. So these were the five things they said. The reason being they will not cut their hair and turban. If there are any atrocities going on in any part of the world, they could be recognized in a gathering of 1,000 people. They could be recognized, okay, there is a Sikh, I need to go. So basically the Sikh religion was created to help the helpless, and wherever there are atrocities going on, to fight against evil. This is how the Sikh, this religion came into being.
So a very strong sense of justice and purpose to serve humanity. So,
yes. And also whenever in our daily prayer, we called, at the end of the prayer, we say Sarbat Dhabala. We don't pray peace for our own community. Sarbat means for the whole mankind. Sikhs believe that in terms of God, we view God as God is in everybody. You do the honest living, you help, you serve the poor, then that is the main teachings of Sikhs that has been. A knife is for if somewhere there is a atrocities going on, you need to protect yourself. As we have guns here, 15th century they had knives.
And now it's symbolic.
Yeah, now it's symbolic, but hardly anybody, means there are people who are